for him, please.
Hi, this is Erica over at the sheriff's office. We have a really unusual situation going on right now.
Okay.
We have a male on the phone that has driven from Arizona, and it sounds like he has a deceased body in it, or obviously a deceased female in his car. He was determined to go to the morgue, but we've been trying to stop him and ping his phone. We got him finally to pull over, and right now he is in front of an address in a maroon van, if we can try getting a car on the way over there.
Okay, what's where at?
He has guns. Okay. Okay, all right. I have the address. It's going to be 23677 Blackett. That's a valid address number, I think.
Yeah. Did somebody in the background say he's got guns?
Yep, that was going to be my next thing. He is a valid CPL holder and is known to carry guns. We are with his family at his address in Clinton Township right now.
Do you know his name?
Yep, his name is Ray. Let me get you his full name. I believe it's Tomlinson. Let me look. It is Ray LeMaster Tomlinson, and he was born in 51, so he's in his 60s, it looks like. And he should have, this is so strange, he should have a female, Christine Gilbert, 9-8 of 82 in his car. That's the one he's been saying that he is deceased, and he was determined to bring her to the morgue.
Is he a white male, do we know?
It is a white male. Let me make sure.
And you guys still have him on the phone right now?
Yep, we got him on the phone. We got the call originally from Arizona. But we finally got him to stop at that address. Is that a house?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a house.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's in a neighborhood. Let me try and run guns later.
Dispatch 1857.
But they had been pinging it in Arizona, and we were really confused when we were talking to him, when we just got on the phone with him.
Okay.
So.
All
that's
right.
Where we finally got him this time.
All right, hang on one second. Let me update the dispatcher, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
Warren, please.
Hi, this is Erica over at the sheriff's office. We have a really unusual situation going on right now.
Okay.
We have a male on the phone that has driven from Arizona, and it sounds like he has a deceased body in it, or obviously a deceased female in his car. He was determined to go to the morgue, but we've been trying to stop him and ping his phone. We got him finally to pull over, and right now he is in front of an address in a maroon van, if we can try getting a car on the way over there.
Okay, what's where at?
He has guns. Okay. Okay. All right. I have the address. It's going to be 23677 Blackett. That's a valid address number, I think.
Yeah. Did somebody in the background say he's got guns?
Yep. That was going to be my next thing. He is a valid CPL holder and is known to carry guns. We are with his family at his address in Clinton Township right now.
Do we know his name?
Yep, his name is Ray. Let me get you his full name. I believe it's Tomlinson. Let me look. It is Ray LeMaster Tomlinson, and he was born in 51, so he's in his 60s, it looks like. And he should have, this is so strange, he should have a female, Christine Gilbert, 9-8 of 82 in his car. That's the one he's been saying that he is deceased, and he was determined to bring her to the morgue.
Is he a white male, do we know?
It is a white male. Let me make sure.
And you guys still have him on the phone right now?
Yep, we got him on the phone. We got the call originally from Arizona. But we finally got him to stop at that address. Is that a house?
Yeah, that's going to be a house.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like it's in a neighborhood. Let me try and run guns for you.
Is that Quadrigo?
1857.
But they had been pinging it in Arizona, and we were really confused when we were talking to him when we just got on the phone with him.
Okay.
So
all
that's right. Where we finally got him to start.
All right, hang on 1 second. Let me update the dispatcher, and I'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's fine. They're getting him out there right now. He's dispatching it right now. I'm running the guns, though, because Derek said he has guns. He's going to have guns. He seems like he would tell you everything. This is...
All right, do we know if that van has Arizona plates, or...? Cabby.
No, I haven't gotten that information. Hold on 1 second. Let me check with my partner.
All right.
No, we haven't gotten that information.
Okay.
Like I said, we finally just got on the phone with him.
Okay. Unknown if it's Arizona place or not. I know if it's Arizona place or not.
It's it should be a maroon van that they're...
Full size or minivan?
That's all the information that they were giving us. All
right.
There are guns in the car under the seat, though. Did we find out what kind of van it is?
Okay. They don't know if it's full size or minivan. Apparently, there are guns under the seat. Matt got the call from Arizona, and then they finally got a hold of the subject on the cell phone.
It's the maroon van that we ran? Because that one was there. What kind of...
They pinged it. Yep.
It should have a Michigan plate on the van. Did you find out what kind of van it is?
Okay.
Arizona
called them. Yeah. And then they were able to get a hold of the subject on the cell phone. Yeah. He's got family in Clinton Township, which is where he was headed. It's gonna be Michigan plate. We don't know what kind of van.
I'm sorry. They don't know.
Are you guys still talking to him?
Yeah, my partner's still on the phone with him. It sounds like he's getting kind of upset right now. My partner just put out a BOL, but obviously we have him stop. So.
Okay.
Got him on the phone. It sounds like he's getting a little aggravated.
It's going to be a Ford E-150, so it's a full-size van. Saying it's maroon and not red, if that makes any difference.
Maroon, not red? Okay.
Yeah. Did you get any registered to him or just to the address lens? Alright, and the ME has been notified and everything, so.
Okay. But now, how did Arizona find out?
I guess, okay. a female from Arizona. She was, here, let me, this all started around, like, 2:30, so. We got, I guess they got a welfare check for the female, and then she got in touch with the male, and he said, that's when he said that he was driving from Arizona, because an Arizona nurse had went to do a health check on the female.
Okay, so do we know if
he killed
her?
And when she wasn't at the address in Arizona, she found a phone number for this Ray character.
Yeah.
And that, and he out and out told her that's what he was doing.
Okay. Squad 1-1903, but we don't know if he actually killed her or...
No, okay. No. We did have previous at the address that he's registered at in Clinton Township that of a mental, let's see, a female out of control back in December of last year. So I don't know if she had mental issues. Well, obviously she did. She was bipolar. But okay. I don't know if it stemmed from that or we don't know how that happened.
Okay.
Like my partners are still looking for the actual plate on the vehicle.
All right, do you guys have like an active ping with the cell phone company? Or is it just the one ping hit?
Nope, he admitted to us, I was on the phone, that's when I called you guys. He stated he read the address right off.
Oh, okay.
He said, let me see where I'm at right now. So when we got in touch with him, that's when we got the address that he was at, because we got him to stop.
Okay. We don't know, just maroon in color.
Did you get the EF-150?
Is it? Okay.
Here. The 2011 Ford EF-150 maroon in color.
Okay, yeah, one of my officers sees him.
They see him right now?
Yeah, he just got back into the van. He's parked at that address.
They have an officer that has an eye on him.
He just
got back in the van? Was he walking around the van?
If she can...
Oh, man, should I have him get out of the van? I know.
There's a female in the van also, another female.
In the passenger seat?
His mother is in the van also that is in a wheelchair.
His mother is in the van and she's in a wheelchair.
Okay, do you guys have him in custody? It sounds like...
I don't know if he's in custody yet. They just pulled up. I thought they were waiting for backup, but you never know with these guys.
Okay, yeah, because there should be a mother, I guess, now that was in the van in a wheelchair, and then... He was getting out of the van, like you said. Okay. You're not talking to him right now.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like they got him.
They have him in custody?
Yep. All right.
Okay.
We'll call you with some details.
All right, perfect. I'm over here, so.
Okay, Erica, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm waiting. I'll call you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.